The wisdom of Paul and his profound affection can be seen in many contexts, but particularly in his approach to admonition and punishment. He doesn't admonish them immediately upon their sinning. Instead, he warns them time and time again. Even when they ignore his warnings, he doesn't punish them promptly, but issues another warning, saying, "This is the third time I am coming to you, and before I come, I write again." In order to ensure his delaying of punishment doesn't breed complacency, he keeps the threat of punishment looming, saying, "If I come again, I won't spare you, and lest when I come again, I should mourn for many." In this way, Paul's actions and statements mirror those of God, who often issues threats and warnings, but is infrequent in meting out punishment. Hence, Paul previously stated, "To spare you, I haven't come to Corinth yet." By "to spare you," he means that he didn't want to find them continuing in sin, necessitating punishment and chastisement. He adds, "This is the third time I am coming to you. At the mouth of two witnesses or three shall every word be established." He seamlessly integrates both spoken and written communication, as he has done elsewhere, such as when he said, "He that is joined to a prostitute is one body, for the two," he says, "shall become one flesh." Even though this was said about lawful marriage, he cleverly applies it to this situation to increase their fear. He uses his visits and warnings as a form of witnesses. Essentially, he's saying, "I spoke once and again when I was with you. I also speak through letter now. And if you heed my words, my goal is achieved. But if you ignore me, it becomes necessary to stop speaking and start punishing." This is why he says,